All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, September 12th. Now, before I get into what I want to talk about, which is Mitch McConnell dreaming about the biggest lobster roll you've ever seen, while many Americans can't even afford a can of beans, before I get into all that, I want to give a shout out to my wife who recently completed a 2-week workout challenge. She just published a video this morning on her channel showing her results. She had her son Hunter last year, and she has been really focused on getting back in shape and all that stuff, so I'm really proud of her. You can check out her video, link at the top of the screen. I'll also put it in the description below. All right, now let's talk a little bit about Mitch McConnell's lobster roll fantasies. It really irks me that the Senate this week, right after failing to pass another stimulus bill, they went on with business as usual, but they proceeded to do something almost farcical. Do you know what they did right after that failed stimulus vote was taken? Do they deal with other pressing matters? Do they try to at least do something, anything else that benefits we the people? No. Right after that bill failed to pass, they decided that we need a National Lobster Day, and they proceeded to declare September 25th National Lobster Day. That is what Mitch brought to the floor on Thursday. I'm not making this up, and to prove it, just to prove it, here was the Senate floor schedule for this past Thursday. You can see Senate Resolution 178. That's the stimulus bill. I know it looks like a human rights bill here about Uyghurs, but they basically rewrote that bill to skip some procedural steps and filled it with stimulus. Right after that, what do you see? You see Senate Resolution 688, and here are some excerpts for you from this incredibly important piece of Senate business that naturally made sense to bring up after yet another feeble, failed attempt at stimulus. Here are some extracts from this incredibly important piece of Senate business. Whereas historical lore notes that lobster likely joined turkey on the table at the very first Thanksgiving feast in 1621, and lobster continues to be a mainstay during many other holiday traditions, whereas lobster is an excellent versatile source of lean protein that is low in saturated fat and high in vitamin B12, whereas lobster is continually incorporated into trending recipes such as pho. Lobster pho? Really? I never heard of that. I don't think that would fly out here in Westminster. Gnocchi, hummus, and fried lobster and waffles, well, that actually sounds pretty good. Whereas the peak of the lobstering season in the United States occurs in late summer, whereas countless people in the United States enjoy lobster rolls to celebrate summer, from beaches to backyards and from fine dining restaurants to lobster shacks, whereas lobsters inspire children's books and characters in television shows in the United States, whereas lobsters have inspired artists in the United States and throughout the world for hundreds of years, whereas lobsters have been and continue to be used as mascots for sports teams. Resolved, the Senate designates September 25th, 2020 as National Lobster Day and encourages the people of the United States to observe the day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. I'll put a link to the full resolution in the description, but really, no stimulus checks, FEMA unemployment driving up, and y'all want us to celebrate National Lobster Day in a couple of weeks with appropriate ceremonies and activities? This is what your Congress is doing, people, talking about lobster rolls and lobster pho while you starve. Anyway, look, folks, I was really hoping for more of a showdown in Congress this month for stimulus, that they'll do something, anything, before the election, but it doesn't look like it. We've been in this holding pattern for over a month now. It has been over a month since those stimulus negotiations broke down, and little progress has been made since then, apart from the fact that, yes, Republicans and Democrats are now only $900 billion apart. But you didn't hear it from me, folks. You heard it from Mitch McConnell, who yesterday said, "I wish I could tell you we were going to get another package, but it doesn't look that good right now." Doesn't look good, Mitch. Definitely not as good as fried lobster and waffles, I'll tell you that much. Nevertheless, interestingly enough, Pelosi expressed some optimism yesterday when asked if Congress will pass stimulus before the election. She said, "I'm optimistic. I do think that we should have an agreement. That's what we all want. But I'm not holding my breath. If I had been holding my breath this whole time since August 8th when stimulus negotiations broke down, I would certainly be blue in the face right now. So what am I going to look at going into next week? I'm keeping an eye more so on the White House than on Congress, quite frankly, despite the fact that the House comes back next week, because here's what the White House is doing right now. Have you ever, like, really needed cash, and then you go through all your couch cushions and all the little crevices in your car and maybe some junk drawers and that kind of thing to look for some extra money? That's exactly what the White House is doing right now. They're looking for money in accounts, combing the books, money that's already been appropriated by Congress that they can use for more stimulus. At this point, the White House is our best bet unless something radical happens in Congress. It's not ideal, but think of it. Like them or not, as a result of Trump's actions, people are getting $300 a week in some states right now. People are not being kicked out of their homes right now. Are Trump's executive orders ideal? No. 6 weeks of unemployment, that's watered down right? But at least it's something. Speaking of unemployment, yesterday FEMA did approve Nevada for the grant. That means all states have been approved by FEMA for a $300 weekly boost, except of course for South Dakota, which does not apply. Now that all states have been approved, I've added some new colors to the map here, indicating that for approved states that have not started paying yet, when you might expect the state to start paying. This is just an estimate. The states in light purple are expected to pay in mid-September. That could be as early as now, or possibly as late as next week. The states in yellow are late September. The states in orange are projected to pay in October. As we know, states don't always keep their promises, so this is just a guesstimate. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Please check out my wife's video if you can, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.